A Commitment to Growth and Innovation. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Jason De Leon, Mayor Pro Tempore of Edinburgh, has spent nearly 4 years helping shape the city's growth through innovation, public service, and a strong sense of community. At just 37 years old, De Leon brings a youthful yet experienced perspective to local government, and his leadership reflects a deep commitment to the future of Edinburgh. "My proudest moment is what we're bringing with Zoho," De Leon said, referring to the global technology company expanding into Edinburgh. "It's going to transform our city into a hub for technology. Zoho's presence marks a turning point for the community." Though the company hasn't yet released specific employment figures, De Leon emphasized that they've acquired substantial land north of the city, signaling long-term development. "The sky's the limit for them," he said. "We're welcoming them with open arms." One notable acquisition by Zoho is the Echo Hotel, a historic landmark in Edinburgh. "They are remodeling it and making it up to standards for their research facility," De Leon explained. "It's no longer a hotel, but they are going to keep the aesthetic. That building has so much history." Beyond technology and economic development, De Leon is particularly excited about the upcoming launch of the UTRGV football team, set to kick off in August. "It's really going to bring so much entertainment into our city," he said. "We're getting more restaurants, more bars, five-star hotels. It's everything the community has been asking for." For De Leon, the introduction of college football isn't just about sports. "It's about culture and identity. The main thing we're trying to get is tailgating," he said. "If the tailgating's not a hit, the football won't be either. We want to build that brand of college football and paint the city orange." Managing his public service duties alongside multiple professional roles, including funeral director, loan officer, real estate investor, and business administrator, De Leon credits his effectiveness to discipline and planning. "I start my day early at 5 a.m. and end it late," he said. "Visibility equals credibility. The community needs to see you." A lifelong resident of Edinburgh, De Leon says his passion for public service is rooted in his upbringing. "I still remember being at the front door of the funeral home, our family business, opening the doors to the community," he recalled. "They always welcomed me with open arms, and I loved it so much. That's when I knew I wanted to serve Edinburgh." He attributes much of his success to his parents, Velma and Leon De Leon. "They taught me hard work and the importance of putting in the time," he said. "When you're elected, that's when the real work begins." His wife, Denise De Leon, principal at Canterbury Elementary, also plays a key role in their shared mission to give back. "Our roots are here. She's from Edinburgh, too," he said. "We're proud to give back to the community that's given us so much." Looking ahead, De Leon is focused on completing the projects he helped start. "My election is coming up on November 4th, he said. "I want to finish what we started. I want to pass that baton to the next generation." Ultimately, his drive comes from a desire to inspire others. "Everything I do is not about us today, it's about the next generation," he said. "I'm working for the 10-year-olds right now. I hope I can be an inspiration for them to give back, run for office, and serve the community they love." Despite the challenges of public service, De Leon remains enthusiastic. "There's no obstacle you can't face," he said. "It's the best feeling in the world, giving back to your community."